This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem and Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Beis Se'if Chaf Ches. Simen Lamed Beis Se'if Chaf Ches. Yesh li zaher, you should be careful, shelo yikanes roish halamed be'avir hahe, that the lamed should not go into the airspace of the hay. Ay haches, or the airspace of ches, afilu beloy negia, even without touching it. So, for example, we have in diagram 2, where the word yoichal, the lamed, is going to the airspace of the hay, or in the word veloy, the lamed is going to the airspace of the ches, Vehachiti, that you cannot have. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Kuf Chaf Tes. Shelo Yikonis, Afilu Koshu, even a tiny bit. Roish Halamed Beshura Shalomali Himenu. The head of the Lord should not even go Koshu into the line above it. Vuadin Bechaf Pshuta. Likewise, in the end of Chaf. The final chaf, so he comes with Shor Shamata, but he's test the ayin, the chedoyna. So, for example, in diagram 3, the word diganecha, you want the chaf to go into the test, or the chaf into the ayin. You should not do that. Okay, sif katan kuf lamed, ve'avir hahe, v'adin, ve'avir aleph, aitaf, the chedoyna. The same thing would be, let's say we're going to go to picture number 4, where the lamed would go, going into the aleph, or the lamed going into the tav. The kol shekhen shizor shekhenes ba'avir dalid oireish la yira kehe ol kakame. Certainly you should be careful that it doesn't go into the airspace of a dalid or a reish, so it doesn't look like a hey. So what would that be? Here, the word Tifta, if the lamed of koil goes into the airspace of the dal, it looks like a hey. Or if the lamed goes into a resh, it could look like a hey. Oy haches. Let's go to picture number 6. Oy haches. It says in Mishnah Brura, V'adinim nichnas resh lam l'tech avir shachok pshuta. Likewise, if the lamed goes into an endachap, ukil kameh b'sivkatan kuf lamed beis, that's also a problem. Tshuvas maharim mi brisk b'simen ches ayin shem v'chein heikol b'zeh hagon rabakiva eger b'chidushav b'diavad. Okay. Kuf lamed beis, beloy negia. Debe negia, this is talking about without touching. Why? Let's look in diagram 7. Because if it's touching, there's a problem that it's not surrounded by parchment. So if the lamed of Yoichal touches the hay of Moshe, it's going to be a problem. Mashim v'loshen l'shulchan aruch, the kasav, sheyesh li zoher. It's a mashim from l'loshen l'shulchan aruch, who writes that you should be careful. The davko l'chatchila. This whole din of the mechaber is mashim only l'chatchila. Avaloy li'ikuva b'diyavet. It's not ma'akev. V'hani mili, when is it not ma'akev shaloi nichnas v'inyan shiyafsa tzuras ha'ayis, where it doesn't enter in a way where it ruins the image of the letter, ayidezek, going shenichnas rak ma'at. Let's say it only enters a little bit. However, if, let's say it enters a lot, where the word yoichal, mamish, enters, it's getting too close for comfort in the word Moshe. Aval, if it changes the image of the letter, that your average kid, if you were to cover the lower line, if he would just see the head of the lamed, you hear this? So let's say you would cover the bottom of the, you see, if he sees that the reason why there's something sticking into the hay is from the word below it, then he'll recognize that it must be a hay on top. But if you cover the bottom line and he just sees there's like another yud in the airspace of the hay, then it's going to be very confusing to the kid. The kid's not going to understand it. So that's going to be a problem. It's not possible a tikkun because it's going to be out of order. Certainly, if a lamid enters a dalid, let's see what that is. Like this. You see the word tifdeh. I don't know what's underneath it, but there's some lamed going into the dalet, and if you cover the bottom line, it looks like tifheh. Oy reish v'neres kehe the pasul ena ma'ov zeh kriyas hatinoi kahay again. There it's not going to help that a kid could read it properly because our eyes see a hey by covering the line below. Our eyes see a hey. Sharei einenu royos shenishtana idei zeh lois acher. Our eyes see that it changes to another letter. Siv chavtes.
Rebbe, would there be no problem of chaktuchis here because it's not the actual surah of the physical letter?
Well,
it's possible anyway. I'll place like a sidron, but to scrape away that middle part of the lamed, the top part of the lamed.
How's that going to help? You need a lamed.
Yeah, I'm saying you're up to the lamed, so that, I'll rewrite the lamed. I'm saying in terms of the hay, is that changing the surah of the hay to like a, it's not a nuksiva.
No, I don't think it's chaktuchas. Chaktuchas is when you scrape away the letter to create the tzura of the letter. But to scrape away a different letter, I don't think that would be chaktuchas. Okay. Siv chavtes. If the parshiyos are not frequent, are not fluent in your mouth, you need to write it from something which is written. It seems like if you know the parsha bal peh, you just write it. Meaning it sounds like you're not required to write something from a previous written document. But if you don't know it, you have to make sure you're writing it mitoy chaksav. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadmon Kuflam Gimush Guros Beviv. Dahinu be'eshu maska lichtoiv. At the time you begin to write, mistama adain ein baki bekriyosin. You're probably not a baki in reading it. Bal peh karoy uvefrap b'malei b'chaser, especially in malei and chaser mitoy chaksav. Oy mipi makri, or from a makri. Meaning, either you could write it from another document, or someone could read it to you. In mixas a parshas shgur b'pif, mutar lichtav oisay mixas b'alpeh. Va'ayin b'bach shekosav demikomok emitzom en amuvchar lichtav b'chol gavnei mitechaksav. Look in the Bach who writes that it's still l'chadchila to write it from another previously written document. Sif lamed. Einoy rashoy lichtav elam ken yodea likrois. You're not allowed to write tefillin unless you could read tefillin. Why is that? Says in other words, you can't write stam unless you could read. Says Mishrosif Sif Katan Lam Kuflamid Hey, Yoidea Likrois, the Lavhachi Bekal Yachalitois in a Magish. Otherwise you could easily make a mistake without realizing. Let's read Sif Lamid Alam. Im Enoi Kaisev Mitaichaksav. If you're not writing from something that was already written, lo yichtev al peh, don't write it by heart, shem makra isay acher, elam kein yafser hu v'yikra b'piv. You're not writing from another document. If someone else is reading it to you, you should not write it unless you say over the words. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Rabbi Say. Have a good day. Bracha v'atzlacha. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.